So if you could, would you repeat after me, Lord Jesus?
Lord Jesus.
Thank you that I have eyes to see. I have ears that hear. And my heart does perceive what your Spirit is dealing with me. Amen? So, on my way, the Lord said to me earlier today that he was going to give me his word that he wanted me to release to you. And I had no clue, so I said, Lord, I still didn't hear anything. On my drive in, there was nothing. When I got here, I said, Lord, I still don't have. And I just started to thank the Lord that he would provide. And as I went by the elevator on my way to the coffee place upstairs to get a little cup of coffee, I heard Romans 13:1. Romans 13:1. You say, why? Well, I kind of know what Romans 13 says, but I think sometimes we as believers need a little bit of an adjustment in our minds.
You think?
I know. Everyone, verse 1, must submit himself to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except that which God has established. Period. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Well, you could say, what about Hitler? What about this one? What about that one? Well, what do you think happened when Hitler was deposed? What happened? What happened to Germany? And Dr. Ben Carson made a comment on national television. And I don't usually follow and try to repeat what the political people are doing. But I believe because he's a believer and is not afraid to speak of his faith, he made a comment and I didn't hear it from his mouth. I just heard the replays. And he made a comment, he said, if Germany had not removed the people's firearms, the Holocaust would not have taken place.
Say that again.
If Germany had not removed the guns from private ownership, the Holocaust would not have taken place. The people would have had an ability to rise up and say, you're not going to continue doing this in my town. I can smell the burning flesh. I'm just adding to it. You understand? But the people submitted their own authority and they let the leaders choose. My son last night says to me, Dad, quite a victory. I said, in what way? He said, the statistics about people who are killed with guns. He said, everybody says they want to take the guns away. What about the knives? Going to take every kitchen knife away from you? And Israel is a perfect example of what's going on over there where people are going out and they're just stabbing people to death, whatever, without any provocation. Are you going to register every single knife? And I'm not on a political wave here. I'm not trying to bring politics into this. I'm trying to tell you that you have rights in Christ and you have rights in this country. And they were placed there by God so that you and I could stand and agree with what is correct and disagree when it's wrong. And it's not to misunderstand that you should not be in rebellion against every authority. The scripture is very clear. God knows what he's doing. So, what is he doing in our country right now? I believe he's preparing us for a mighty, mighty move of God. And my wife's cousin came to the wedding with us on Friday, and she has some acorn trees. She said, oh, I can't believe how many acorns are in the fields. She says, that's usually a sign of a horrible winter. And I said, oh, Pat, I can't agree with you. I said, it is saying, however, that the squirrels are going to have an incredible harvest. And I reminded her.
Invite them all to my backyard.
Yeah?
Because I have a million of them.
You have a million of them.
It's like you hear them raining.
Yes, yes, I agree, yes.
And you can even harvest them and eat them and make sustenance out of them.
There you go.
You can actually eat it too.
You just got to wash them out first.
What I'm getting at is there's an abundance on the trees. There's an abundance in the gardens.
Yeah.
I have leftover tomatoes because we had tomatoes this summer. And, of course, the plants kind of dried out from the extreme drought. And this is the first year. This is no lie. I've been there for 55 years. This is the first year that I have a table almost this size with all these nice green tomatoes. I went and picked them because obviously there was a press to go and pick them up. And I said to my wife, all the years we've been here, did you ever see me take in green tomatoes and put them on our, we have a patio in the back, which is covered. So obviously the frost this morning did not touch. But the bottom line is, I said, look at the abundance that we've got left over. That's to me for next year. And of course I'm praying that she'll give me the recipe to make
green tomato
ketchup. Oh, I love green tomato ketchup. My aunt used to make it, and I would thrive on it.
Never heard of it.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
We'll make some.
There you go. I will. I got to find the recipe.
All right.
But I'm going to find it.
I'm going to Google it for you.
That'll be cool.
Green tomato ketchup.
Ketchup, yeah. And it has onions in it, and it has the green tomatoes. And it tastes a little bit like relish, and it has an olive flavor of its own. But what am I getting at? Why am I talking to you about Romans 13:1? Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except that which God has established. And you know, some people don't think God's on the control box. You know, and he is on the control box. He is saying, look, the nations are raging. Do you think he gets excited? No. He does not fall off his throne. Check out Psalms 2, verse 1. When the nations are raging, God looks back and he starts laughing. What are you doing? What are you and I doing when we see people saying things such as being criticized for gun control? Don't get me wrong, I think some people should not have guns. Because there was a season where there was a person in my life that I would have said, if they have a gun, I need to move out of town. Okay? Because their abilities and their mind was not correct. What I am saying, however, is to be obedient to what the Holy Spirit has put you and I in this earth for. And we're not to stay in the place of being quiet all the time.
Amen.
Okay?
Amen.
And when Dr. Carson, and I respect the man, made that comment, he was laughed at. I don't think that was right. He was poo-pooed as an extremist by some of the media. And what am I saying that for? Because the man is speaking a truth. If you took every gun in our country right now and literally locked them up and broke them away, what kind of defense would the righteous people have? I remember when the young men were killed in the recruiting station, and there was a great big red sign on the door, gun-free zone. What is that saying to a criminal who wants to kill? What does that say?
Come on in.
Come on in. There's nobody that's going to retaliate against you. I was told, I didn't see it, but I was told that the Connecticut school that was attacked, was also having a sign that said gun-free zone. If I'm a yo-yo and my brains are gone in left field and I'm angry, I'm going to look for those signs. Who do you think's putting that up? Do you think God's doing it?
I would say no.
So yes, there are governing authorities that are being picked on. And there are righteous men and women that are serving our country. That doesn't make all of these apples bad. It does say, however, that we need to submit and pray. Ask the Holy Spirit when it's time for you to speak. Ask the Holy Spirit if it's time for you to activate your voice and speak. And speak with wisdom. Not put every person in the same basket, whether they're color coordinated or whether they're in one particular political field or another. That's up to them. They have this freedom. And God really is saying for us to respect that He is on the job. And we are to submit to the governing authorities. And that the authorities that exist have been established by God. You mean to tell me the bad guys are involved? Tell me something. Who hardened Pharaoh's heart?
God.
Romans chapter 9. If God hardened Pharaoh's heart and allowed all those things going on in all of Egypt for many, many months, and many people died, did they really die? I got you, didn't I? Did those people really die? Or did their spirit continue?
Their spirit continued.
Their spirit continued. And those that were righteous, where did they go? They went into the heavens with the Lord. Those that were intended for darkness went into darkness. What's the difference with today? There are some that are going to go home early. Yes? Could the Romans have been stopped when they were crucifying the saints?
They could have been.
God could have done that. God could have said, wait a minute, that's enough. I believe He's saying that enough about the Middle East. When the time is right, there will be a transition that's going to take in the Middle East. I do believe that Israel is going to come out on top when it comes down to what's going on right now. Jerusalem is not to be slaughtered. It is not to be chopped up. Okay? And I am proud of that president because he's standing and he's speaking the truth. He's prophesying to the nations. And I'll tell you truthfully, the authorities that have been placed there by God are going to have a louder voice and a louder voice and a louder voice, and it's going to increase. I don't think I've ever given a political teaching, but I am today.
You go.
What am I saying? I'm saying, let God be God. He is still on the job. Even the righteous or the unrighteous, He still can stop it. He can change it. He can turn it into good. He can make a miracle out of your sciatic problem.
Amen.
Okay? He can make a miracle out of the difficulties in your body. And you are to resist and stay focused on the Lord and stay thanking Him that His plan is unfolding in your life. Close your eyes, lift your hands, say, Lord, no accidents with you.
No accidents with you.
This country was designed by you. The authorities in this country. I've been placed there by you. Whether my opinion is there right or wrong, it doesn't take away the truth.
You, God, have established them.
And you will readjust them
so that the righteous
will stand out. The light will shine.
And as the light shines,
the darkness will fold under.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.